As we know, most of us understand that happiness comes from a peaceful mind. If our mind is peaceful, then we are happy, regardless of our external conditions. In fact, I will read from How to Transform Your Life. How to Transform Your Life, which you can download for free from the internet if you wish, if you haven't already got it. In the introduction to this holy text, Venerable Geshe-la tells us the real source of happiness is inner peace. The real source of happiness is inner peace. So you may have heard these next few paragraphs many, many times, but we need to hear them again and again until we actually lead our life in accordance with this advice. Up until now, probably, we have listened to this advice many times. Maybe you've been teaching this advice if you're a teacher. But still, when we are looking for happiness, often we seek it in the wrong place. We search for happiness where it cannot be found, in the dark, gloomy cave of impure life, of samsara. We search amongst worldly enjoyments and worldly activities, hoping to find some peace and happiness. We never succeed. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, regardless of external conditions. But if our mind is disturbed or troubled in any way, we will never be happy, no matter how good our external conditions may be. External conditions can only make us happy if we have a peaceful mind. Okay, so this is the first and most important teaching that we receive when we meet Buddha's teachings. We begin to understand that happiness is an inside job. It's something we have to do for ourselves from the inside. And we do this through learning how to meditate. We can understand from our own experience. For instance, even if we are in the most beautiful surroundings, we have everything we need. At the moment we get angry, any happiness that we have disappears. Why? This is because our anger has destroyed our inner peace. So this is often our daily experience, isn't it? There's a kind of maybe you don't get angry every day, but many days we experience disappointment or frustration or irritation, something like this. Is all in the continuum of anger. It's in the continuum of making us unpeaceful, makes our mind unpeaceful. At that time, we're not happy. This is why we are so gloomy so often. So we can see from this that if we want to experience true and lasting happiness, we need to develop and maintain the experience, a special experience of inner peace. And the only way to do this is through training our mind in spiritual practice. Okay, so the only way that we can find this pure and everlasting happiness is by training our mind through spiritual practice, spiritual training. What does that mean when we say spiritual training? Principally, it refers to following any spiritual teaching, and this book is full of spiritual teachings, that are concerned with preventing and eventually removing what we call delusions, like anger or uncontrolled desire. A spiritual teaching that is telling us or helping us to remove anger or jealousy or ignorance from our mind, this is the perfect method to find the inner peace we need to experience happiness all the time. So it gets better. If we do this, then we'll gradually reduce and eliminate our negative and disturbed states of mind, and we'll replace them with positive and peaceful states of mind. Eventually, through continuing to improve our inner peace, we'll experience the supreme inner peace of nirvana, or the permanent inner peace of nirvana. Once we have attained nirvana, we will be happy throughout our life and in life after life. We will have solved all our problems and accomplished the true meaning of our human life. So maybe we know these words very well from the introduction to How to Transform Our Life. It's very encouraging to know that the ability to bring about permanent inner peace is within us. It's within us. It's our own potential. We have this capacity. We have this ability ourselves. So even though we hear this many times, we hear, oh yes, you have Buddha potential. You can become an enlightened being. You can quickly attain the permanent inner peace of nirvana. Even though we hear that, so often our wishes are frustrated by, guess what? The delusions, isn't it? These delusions, anger, uncontrolled desire, jealousy, pride, are all rooted in the principle of the main delusion we call the ignorance of self-grasping. And so what we need to do is to understand how these delusions work. What is the relationship between our mind and our world, or between our mind and ourself? If we understand this, then we can begin to see how the delusions destroy our happiness. What they mainly do is it's like a little bit like me. I have eyes, but they right now don't work particularly well if I'm trying to read, so I need to put on some spectacles and then I can read like this. So delusions are a little bit like spectacles that distort everything. When our mind is experiencing a delusion, which is all the time, then what we see through those spectacles of delusion is distorted. It is blurred. It is mistaken. Yeah? Because the delusion is obstructing our perception of the truth. It is interfering with our experience of reality. It is stopping us from seeing things as they really are. So here in the introduction, Geshe-la tells us that to understand this fully, we need to understand the relationship between our mind and its objects. Okay. We need to understand the relationship between our mind and its objects. And normally the word relationship means how we're getting on with other people. But here we're talking about a very important, one of the most important relationships, the relationship between our mind and the objects that are perceived by our mind. If we can get this relationship right, then we can get all our relationships right. There'll be no problem with any of our human relationships.